Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Lockwood Smith's ability to maintain order with Winston Peters back in the debating chamber was finally put to the test on Wednesday when the New Zealand First Leader tried to question Prime Minister John Key about the Whānau Ora welfare program established by agreement with the Māori Party. Mr. Peters wanted to know how spending on the program was audited.
If the money's to be paid into trusts, then where is the audit trail once it gets there?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the member's asking me a hypothetical question. If he wants to put down the facts, he can either present it to the Whānau Ora Minister or actually present the facts. Don't ask me a hypothetical question.
Mr. Peters objected.
Point of order.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Well, I'm not asking him a hypothetical question. This is a statement under his name, 11 December 2011.
Where he articulates page order, after page. Order, 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 no, issue. Order.
The Speaker gave Mr. Peters some advice on asking questions of ministers.
If the member wants to pursue the issue, which is absolutely his right during question time, the question should be lodged to the minister responsible and it clear what the issue is about in the primary question so that the ministers can have the information necessary to answer the question in the House. Otherwise, we just waste the time of the House.
So Mr. Peters tried again.
Somebody question.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Does the Prime Minister remember a press statement under his name, 11 December 2011... where all the details are set out in page after page after page about an evolving focus on ongoing implementation of Whānau Ora and a whole lot of projects as well, from public funds that there is an audit trail, he is not aware of one in the case of Whānau Ora.
The Right Honourable
Yes
Prime
or no?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, in answer to the first part of the question, yes.
Question number 9, the Honourable Leanne Dulles.
But Winston Peters wasn't happy.
I just want an answer to my question, which you know was not too detailed, and I expect that you will ask the Prime Minister to give it to me. I have been told there's been progress in question time in this House. I want to see it.
No order.
Lockwood Smith then brought the New Zealand First Leader up to date on the sort of progress he had been making in question time since Mr. Peters was last in the House.
He asked the Prime Minister whether he recollected, or members, I think, a press statement in his name. And the Prime Minister said he did. He is only required to answer one part of a supplementary question, which he did. Very clearly.
Winston Peters then got into a stoush with Mr. Key's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, over their respective knowledge of the rules.
Mr. Peters, I know an awful lot.
Order. No, no, order. 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 The members will. Order. The member will resume his seat immediately. Now, order. Both members will be leaving this House very shortly.
This time, the Speaker upheld the New Zealand First Leader's question before himself stepping back into hot water.
I have ruled that the question is in order. How intelligible it is another matter. But it is an order.
Point of order. Point of order. Point of order.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Mr. Speaker, with respect, that is totally out of order. And it's in line with
order,
the comment you made.
Order, the member will resume his seat. Order.
But the Speaker had stirred memories on Labour's benches of similar comments he'd made in the last Parliament, drawing this mild rebuke from their shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Your rulings were absolutely right, sir. As an umpire, you performed superbly. Sir, the problem was you added a role as a commentator, which put a member down.
Sitting opposite Trevor Mallard, the Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, tried to soften his criticism of the Speaker with a joke.
Quite clearly, sir, you were suggesting that I was unable to make an intelligent assessment of the question, and I don't have any grudge against you at all for that.
But Labour's Clayton Cosgrove wasn't quite ready to let it go.
Sir, I recall asking you for a considered ruling, I think, in the last term on the matter, and I'm going to ask for the same thing. Are you now saying, as Speaker, is it quite rightly, that you judge what is in order or not, and now is it in order for you to abuse a Member of Parliament?
Order, the whole House just should take a deep breath and not be so childish, for goodness sake.
And the Speaker also had a chance to bring Winston Peters up to date on a change he had made to tabling documents in the Chamber.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
To table the conference and supply agreement between the New Zealand First Party and Labour of 2005, which put the minimum wage up from $9 an hour
order,
to $12
order,
an
order,
hour.
Order, the member will now resume his seat. That agreement is public knowledge, and we don't need to waste time tabling such documents.
Bad news for Mr. Peters, whose habit of tabling documents, including at one time a pair of brake shoes from a railway locomotive, was one of the main reasons for Lockwood Smith tightening restrictions in the last Parliament on what can be tabled in the Chamber. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday with more questions, followed by a resumption of the address and reply debate and maiden speeches from Labour MPs after 5 on Tuesday, Green Party MPs on Wednesday and National MPs on Thursday, when, for the first time, a new rule allowing extra sitting hours without going into urgency will see MPs back in the chamber on Thursday night until 10, returning at 9 on Friday morning if necessary and going through until lunchtime. In the meantime, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.